grab some gifts, and then we're going to put them in the bucket.
Grade 7 student James Witchwan is motoring back and forth from the toy pile to the bins designated for girls ages 0 to 2 years old.
Hey, Erica, I have one for you.
Thank you.
And as he does it, the 12-year-old says there's one thing on his mind.
We shouldn't take advantage of what we have, and we should be grateful for everything that we get.
Here, Kaylee, this is a bit heavy.
Meanwhile, across the warehouse, as grade 8 student Kaylee LaValle divvies up books from crafts, she tells me she's also filled with gratitude.
I can't imagine not getting anything for Christmas because I came from a blessed family, and we get everything every year.
The 13-year-old says she knows their small role sorting will somehow make a big difference in a child. Life.
This really means a lot to them.
Similar feelings were echoed by her classmate, Lily Phillip, who says Sort Day is reminding her to be thankful for what she gets under the tree.
You shouldn't be selfish and unaccepting of your gift.
And evoking these sentiments during the Christmas season is why teacher Suzanne McMillan brings her students to 980's CJME's Santa's Anonymous in the first place.
Appreciate each and every day and all the little gifts that come apart, whether they're big or small. We just need to be thankful for what we have.
A lifelong lesson that can only be taught outside the classroom.
Happy Sort Day!
At the Regina Food Bank, Jesse Anton, 980 CJME.